Welcome to the Awaken Engage podcast. I'm your host, Dave Jones. Episode, I See Myself. I awoke this morning wondering if this might be the day I have writer's block. But I can't find it now. Perhaps because I told writer's block, if you show up when I sit down to write, I will just welcome you and write about you and share what it is like to spend some time with you. I'm actually quite looking forward to deepening the experience of what you are like. Writer's block, where are you now? If anything, there is so much flowing through awareness that I could use a bit of your channeling and blocking powers. You could help me with some of this current. Is that something you do? There's just a lot of silence from the other side of this conversation. I think I will have to wait until another time for writer's block to show up again so we can get to know each other better. In the silence where I thought I would find the block, there is a lovely no-thing-ness, where everything is just allowed to arise, pass through, and return. Sound arising from and falling into silence. Thought arising from and falling into silence. Emotions arising from and falling into silence. Sensation arising from and falling into silence. I began today with the intention, I see myself. I didn't look for it or create the intention. I was lying down, feeling through the body, moving through the energy centers of the body, feeling the body as sensation, when I remembered something that Richard Miller, founder of iRest, shared with our class this last Thursday. One of the students asked him about his morning practice, and he expressed some of the following. I begin by watching the world reassemble itself in me. I notice, what is asking for my attention? And I inquire, what do you want and need? Is there any action I need to take? And I set an intention that will, if well set, keep remembering me throughout the day. Several intentions now are, am I right now in relationship with myself, others, the moment, and I am in presence. So, this morning, as I was welcoming life, reassembling itself in me, I felt and heard and knew the following intention. I see myself. It came from somewhere deep within, beyond the thinking mind, and it has remembered me many times already today. One memorable moment it remembered me was while I was talking to Emily's dad about perception, love, meaning, story, and all the wonderful things we get to share with each other in the early morning over a cup of warm coffee before the rest of the family rises. While we were talking, I heard, I see myself. And as soon as I heard it, I noticed myself gazing into Emily's dad's eyes and just really being with him completely in that moment. I see myself. Wasn't just about observing myself throughout the day as a way to step away from identification with changing phenomena. It was about seeing myself in another, a mirror. It was pure presence, self-seeing self. Of all the moments thus far today, it is the one that is the steeping tea leaves in the water of my conscious awareness. It is present even now. A wonderful mystery too marvelous to be understood. As Mary Oliver says in her poem, Mysteries, Yes. Truly, we live with mysteries too marvelous to be understood. How grass can be nourishing in the mouths of the lambs. How rivers and stones are forever in allegiance with gravity while we ourselves dream of rising. How two hands touch and the bonds will never be broken. How people come from delight or the scars of damage to the comfort of a poem. Let me keep my distance always from those who think they have the answers. Let me keep company always with those who say, look, and laugh in astonishment, and bow their heads. Mary Oliver. I see myself. I see myself. Ah, intention remembering me. Life remembering me. Life living me. I see myself. I see myself. Peace.